Yo, 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 what's up? And welcome back to the pizza party. Woo! Yeah, that was I almost started singing there.
Me too.
Wow. I'm Matt Peterson. Sitting across from me is Caitlin Moore.
Hey, everyone. Good to be back.
Hey, yeah, welcome back to the second ever episode of Pizza Party.
Pizza Party.
Yeah, I know. We need like some cool little like jingle. I want to sing too. I don't know why, but I really do.
Can we create a jingle right now?
Yeah, but the only thing that's in my head after yesterday is this is Halloween. This is Halloween. Halloween. This Halloween. Is Halloween. Halloween. Okay. We'll work on it. We're going to work on it. It's fine. So happy belated Halloween.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was such a fun Halloween.
Was it for you?
Yes.
Okay. Let's recap our Halloweens before we dive into this pizza. The pizza box is a lot. I honestly almost didn't even bring pizza today because I ate so much candy, but it's fine. We'll talk about that. Let's dive into your Halloween first.
Okay. Well, my Halloween was seriously, like, probably one of the best Halloweens. And usually, I don't know why this always happens to me, but in the past, I build up Halloween so much to be something so fun, so awesome, and then it honestly lets me down a lot of the time. Not to say that the weekend before isn't always fun, but the actual Halloween itself. But last night was a blast.
Really?
Like, I went to a really fun event, and I went with a bunch of my friends, and we just danced and, like, had a good time. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. It was just kind of one of those nights where you go with the flow, and you, like, see a bunch of people that you know. That rhymed.
That did rhyme. I like that.
And it just turned out to be a great experience.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you had a good Halloween. I had a good Halloween as well. I just think that, like, it's so hard being in college.
Yeah.
Because Halloween is just so many nights.
Yeah.
You know, it's like by the time actual Halloween comes, I'm so over it. I had already dressed up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay.
And that was before Halloween. But I was with my little cousins last night, and I took them trick-or-treating. It was super sweet.
Wait, you did?
Yeah. It was very sweet.
Oh, my
gosh. Yeah, we like went around. But the thing is, okay, so here's the thing. Their mom is like, you're not allowed to eat candy. They have this rule that when they walk around, they like are allowed to eat one piece of candy for their whole entire, like, trick-or-treating thing. I literally started laughing because when I was younger, I was a freaking poker player with my Halloween candy.
Oh, strategic. We'd all
come up. Yeah, I would come. We'd meet up at Sam Kibber's house. We'd pull out my pillowcase full of candy, dump it on the ground, and then, like, trade it out. I would always get the Kit Kats, Reese's, whatever. So when their mom was like, oh, yeah, they can have one piece of candy, I'm like, what the?
Just one?
Yeah.
And then you'd have to pick Kit Kat, Reese's.
Yeah, but they like Skittles, Snickers. Which I'm like, why are you liking
That's
Skittles?
The candy they
yeah,
pick.
Disgusting. But one of my little cousins was actually a genius because he picked Skittles as his candy. Uh-huh. But every house he would go to, he'd get a bag of Skittles and put it in there. And so it looked like he was only eating one. Really, every time he would open it and eat it, and then his mom found out, and it was just really messed up.
No way.
I ate all their candy for them. I've eaten a disgusting amount of candy. It's literally so gross.
Are you pregnant today? Because
I'm like,
I am.
No, I'm right more than Kylie pregnant. Jenner. I'm bigger than Kylie Jenner right now. Really, I've eaten so much candy, and I was like, I'm done. And then I taught class this morning, and of course, someone brought me all their candy from their kids.
That's so sweet, though.
I know, but not really. Also, I didn't teach like a school class. I taught a spin class, so not like a school class. True. I know, their poor kid. I'm like, are you sure? They're like, yeah, they don't need it. And I'm like, well, I don't need it either. I've eaten so much. Halloween is the one day of the year that you're allowed to eat all this candy, but it's like, why?
Yeah, I know. Well, I think because there has to be one day out of the year where it's okay.
I know. I just love candy so much. It's
like
pathetic.
The calories, the sugar, nothing
candy is
matters.
Such pointless calories, though. That's what's so frustrating because you don't get full on it. I could eat an entire Costco bag of Kit Kats and not be full.
I think that's aggressive.
No, I could.
I swear.
I did it last night.
Can I challenge you to that?
Yeah, do it. Challenge me.
Can
if you had a bag
right
of candy,
now,
I would eat it right now. If you Postmates candy.
I am not kidding. I'm going to buy you a bag of Kit Kats and you're going to eat the whole thing
in
1 hour and tell me you're not full.
I wouldn't be full. I'm not kidding. I'm so obsessed with Kit Kats. Like, it's so bad. I don't know. Ugh.
Okay, well, next time, we should do a Kit Kat party.
Down.
Okay.
Screw the pizza party and do a Kit Kat party.
I'm so down.
Okay, I'm down for that too. What were you for Halloween?
Oh, this is fun, actually. So for the Halloween weekend and everything, I had all my costumes planned out. But the night of actual Halloween, You know when everything falls through with the costume?
Yeah.
Does that always happen to you?
Me, always. Because
I feel like that always happens to me. But I wanted to be a mermaid, not okay. to be another basic girl who wants to be a mermaid. But
it's okay.
I wanted to be that. I wanted to spray paint my hair blue and be all cool the whole thing. And fun. But I got this bra from Urban Outfitters, and it was super cute. But it was, like, mesh, and it was just really, really scandalous. And I love, you know, tapping nice into that.
Scandy.
Yeah, you know, tapping yeah. into that side sometimes. But I was kind of like, you know what, I gotta take it
tone
back
it down,
a few notches.
Bring it back to middle school. Let's not get too crazy.
Not too crazy. More like a rated, less of an R, more like a PG-13.
Okay, I feel.
So
it's easy to cross over into that R. You know, sometimes it's easier to even cross into that X. Like, you just can go crazy.
That was kind of an X.
Yeah.
So maybe even just to an R. You know, something in that zone.
Yeah.
But basically, my friend brought me this, like, sequin blue dress.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, oh, okay, it could work for a mermaid. I put it on. I'm like, this is awesome. I love it. But it totally does not look like a mermaid at all. So I added a boa and I looked less like a mermaid. And it just was basically me dressing up in something I would never normally wear.
But I think that's what Halloween is all about. It doesn't even matter if you're actually anything.
I know.
One thing for me that's so frustrating about Halloween is every single year I'm like, I'm going all out next year.
Yes.
That's what I say every single year.
And
then
it rolls around.
I'm
going to
go all out. And then it comes around and I'm like, in a freaking t-shirt that says, like, Happy Halloween on it, you know?
Even.
No, like,
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, like, I always say that I'm going to go all out because I see other people go all out, and I'm like, yeah, that'll be it.
Yeah.
And I was so into Halloween when I was younger. I used to decorate my entire house. I was a psychopath.
I love that.
I used
to,
like, pretend I was in Halloween town. It was so weird.
That's so
and
cute.
Now I'm like, oh, let me just eat 12,000 Kit Kats.
Don't you wish you can go back to that mentality sometimes?
Yeah, I do. I am, though. Remember we literally talked about it last time. I'm, like, 8 years old.
Yeah,
and
that
so I'm
is
like,
true.
That's what's so weird.
It's
a struggle.
But one thing about my costume, before I finish about my costume, is that it was super fun because I didn't know what I was. So I went around to people and they were like, oh, what are you? So I said, can you guess? And then
I like that. Gives a different answer.
Yeah, it gave a different answer. And no matter what they said, I said yes. So
I like that.
Some people said mermaid. I got that. Some people said Sharpay from High School Musical. I got Hannah Montana.
I could actually see Sharpay. I didn't even think about
that.
Right?
Isn't that a good one?
That would be kind of hilarious too.
Yeah. Any of those. So honestly, it was really fun.
And what was your, like, what did you end up saying? Did you say mermaid?
No, just literally,
oh, you
no
just
matter
listened
what
to what
guessed,
they were saying? Okay.
I just said yes.
All right,
they
I'm
could have
it.
Said, like, Snoop Dogg, and I would have been like, yeah.
What do you think anyone would have said Snoop Dogg?
No.
I mean, maybe. Maybe we should do Snoop Dogg next year.
That's kind of fun.
You know what I do love about Halloween is that it's, like, the one time when you go out and about that, like, the people that you wouldn't expect are just all out.
Yes.
And maybe that's why I didn't go all out.
Because you always
Because I
do.
Usually do go all out. I'm usually the one weird kid that's, like, in a neon orange thing. So maybe it's, like, it's the one day of the year that I'm, like, okay, I'm just going to be
that's
normal.
That's kind of funny. Also, second thing is next year we should be extra gum.
I love that.
Isn't that kind of good?
Yeah, wait. I wish you could see my face right now on this podcast because my face just was truly shooketh to the core.
Shooketh to the core.
Yeah, I'm very down. Okay. No, I'm very, very down for that.
I kind of really do.
That's hilarious. But here's the thing. Watch. Next year's going to come around, and I'm going to just, I don't know why. It's because with school and everything else, it all gets so hectic and busy.
Yeah, this time, I feel like, is the craziest.
Craziest.
Time.
Period. But we're so close. Especially, this is also my favorite time of the year because it's like then Halloween, and then you get Thanksgiving, and then you get Christmas, and then you get New Year's, and it's all there. Ow, I just smacked my head on my pizza box. I just got so excited. But you know what? What is your favorite type? Well, I'm literally just was a dog from Up. I just like had a stroke or something. But what is your favorite type of pizza?
My favorite type of pizza ever? Okay, so I'm very extra. Uh-huh. And I literally like every topping basically ever on a pizza. If I was going to build one, it would be just like pineapple with spinach with sausage with tomatoes with cheese and cheese and cheese.
Okay, you know what I want to do right now? I want to literally build a pizza rapid fire. We can't like think about it. We just have to go back and forth and add things to it. Okay?
Okay, one pizza together.
Yes. From Blazer Pizza Press. Go.
Pizza Press.
Pizza Press. Okay, we're at Pizza Press. So we start with
the dough.
Okay, ready? It's going to be back and forth. Okay. So I'm going to go with the half red and half white sauce.
Okay, great. Vegan cheese.
Okay, some sausage.
Bell peppers.
I hate bell peppers, but it's fine. I'll let it go because I don't really care.
Keep going.
Oh, sorry. Ricotta cheese.
Mozzarella.
Okay, but you were just vegan 3 seconds ago. This is harder. I feel a lot of pressure. Corn.
Olives.
Oh my God. Why is it so much pressure? I'm trying to picture it with all my heart. Okay, wait, hang on.
Go, three.
Two, spinach.
Tomato.
Oh God. I think that that's all, honestly, all I want.
Okay, well, you can't just.
Sorry, I know. I got super excited. It sounded like a really fun game in my head, and then, but we did build. That sounds like a good pizza. So we have the base.
You hate tomato.
I hate tomato and bell pepper, but I'll pick them both off. Okay, so let's watch it go through the little oven. There it goes. Okay. It's going out the other end. I haven't been to Pizza Press in so long, so I honestly forget what it's even like.
I went there because currently this is my first week of veganism.
Oh, yeah. That's what we added, the vegan cheese.
Uh-huh. And then I added
mozzarella. But then you added mozzarella. But I'm proud of you. You're sticking with it so far. But what about Halloween? You didn't have any candy?
No.
How?
I actually didn't. I lied and said that I was really full after last night. And it's not because of candy. I am full because I had a vegan pizza. But I didn't have candy.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't know why that. I do see how like perplexed I am that you survived Halloween without candy. I'm so jealous.
One lollipop.
Okay, I wish I could say I had one lollipop. I had so many Kit Kats. I feel so disgusting.
Yeah. It's okay. I feel disgusting though too. But yeah, I think it's just after a late night.
Yeah,
pizza,
true. We all.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Some
back to that Taco X-rated Bell. Life yeah. Taco Bell. Yeah. Is that what you said? You had Taco Bell? Taco Bell is vegan. Did you know that even if you get the chicken, Taco Bell's vegan? Because it's literally just made of soy and not actually real meat.
The chicken is vegan?
Well, like, not actually, but pretty much.
Okay, well, you can't just say that.
No, legit, if you eat enough Taco Bell, you'll start growing some, like, a third boob.
Wow, maybe my boobs will get bigger.
They'll get bigger and you'll get a third nipple. Should I try and do that? Ew. I wish you could see right now, but she's literally, like, pretending that her boobs are growing. Because they would, literally, because there's so much soy.
Okay, I'll be a double D after 3 weeks of eating Taco Bell.
Yeah, get with it. Okay, well, I actually have to go eat another Kit Kat right now. That's all that I want. And I think Caitlin's about to... Oh, she's already out the door going to Taco Bell. Give me a Crunchwrap. Just kidding.
We'll do
that. Yeah, we're pretending. We're still here. But we probably are about to go. Right. Caitlin, as always, thank you so much for joining me on this pizza party.
Yeah, of course. I love having pizza with you.
It's the really, it makes my whole day better and brighter and greasier and cheesier.
Stop, you're so cheesy. It's cute. What a sweetie.
Okay, we'll see you next time. Peace.
Peace out.